10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. The depository of medals of the National Order of Merit of the Republic of Cameroon at the National Museum in Yaoundé has been inaugurated by the Prime Minister Joseph Diongouté. Sudan's military leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan survives an assassination attempt. One of Cameroon's flag bearers at the Olympics, Richelle Anita Sopimbela, intensifies her training in Paris ahead of her first judo fight this Friday. The news in full. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongouté, has inaugurated a depository of medals of National Order of the Republic of Cameroon. The collection, which is found in the National Museum, harbors a copy of each of the different medals awarded to meritorious Cameroonians. The inauguration was part of a double ceremony which included the commemoration of the merits of Order of Cameroon. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiata reports.
The duty to remember, the necessity to celebrate, and the possibility to inspire. That is the sense behind the Conservatory of National Orders inaugurated by the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongouté, on behalf of the President of the Republic. Here, copies of all the different national distinctions awarded to Cameroonians for meritorious services are on display. The depository is a means of celebrating the millions of Cameroonians who have been honored across the years for meritorious services to the state. It also serves as an inspiration to the young generation to serve the country with commitment. The inauguration comes on the same day the Grand Chancellery of National Orders is celebrating the centenary of the Cameroonian merit, which was first attributed in 1924 by Frenchman Theodore Paul. Today, the system of official decorations is still in use. Joseph Diongouté, Prime Minister Head of Government, representing the President of the Republic.
It is appropriate to emphasize that the cultural and historical speech which captures our attention today inevitably evokes a sense of pride. It is an instrument that immortalizes the past initiatives as well as present and future actions of the Cameroonian system of national orders and medals. While celebrating the centenary of the Order of Merit in Cameroon, I declare the Conservatory of the Museum of the Grand Chancery of the National Orders open.
Behind the double ceremony is a desire by the National Chancellery to celebrate commitment to nationhood and inspire even greater commitment. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, the National Museum.
Earlier today, the Prime Minister commended handicraft workers and experts who took part in the 8th edition of the International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon for honoring and promoting the country's artistic know-how. Joseph Diongouté was speaking today in Yaoundé during the closing ceremony of the SIAC 2024, attended by members of government, members of the diplomatic corps and technical partners. He reiterated government's determination to continue pushing for an upgrade of the handicraft sector in order to make it more competitive. The Minister of Public Health has reminded youths that it is their responsibility to assist their mates turn their back on deviant behaviors and the use of drug, alcohol and other narcotics that can expose them to HIV and AIDS. Minister Manauda Malashi was speaking at a highly attended ceremony to mark the launch of the 2024 edition of the AIDS Free Holiday Campaign in Yaoundé. Co-chairing the event organized by the Pan-African organization established by Mrs. Chantal Biya, First Lady of Cameroon, Minister Manauda Malashi of Youth Affairs and Civic Education said youth peer educators involved in the AIDS Free Holiday Campaign must consider themselves as worthy ambassadors of the head of state's message to fight against HIV and AIDS. We have details with Ayimbile.
Punctuated by 5 key speeches, the heavily attended launching ceremony of this year's AIDS Free Holidays campaign unfolded with a commitment to fight, one echoed by the representatives of the youths trained as peer educators to raise awareness among nearly 3.5 million young people in Cameroon and determined to help their mates make responsible choices to build a future without AIDS. A call re-echoed again by Minister Monona Futsu, who galvanized the youths into singing the national anthem, evoking feelings of patriotism, which he said seems to be sinking among young people. In effect, drawing from last year's head of state's message to the youth, Minister Monona Futsu said young people, including paraeducators, should consider themselves as young ambassadors of FIRST, the message of the President of the Republic, who urged youths to raise awareness on rising moral depravity, and secondly, of the First Lady's perpetual fight to reduce HIV/AIDS among young people. A concern that has always been that of Mrs. Chantal Biya and her AIDS caravan of the African Synergy, now on for the past 2 decades. Efforts highly acknowledged by Minister Manauda Malashi, humbled to be part of an event unfolding under the canopy of Mrs. Chantal Biya and piloted by the Executive Secretary of African Synergy, Jean-Stéphane Biacha. And in one word, the Minister of Public Health enjoined the youths to steer away from all deviant behavior, noting that these render young people vulnerable to HIV infections before declaring officially opened the AIDS-Free Holidays campaign that will unfold nationwide under the theme No to Moral Deviances and Moral Deprivation, Yes to a Future Without HIV and AIDS.
I believe the official signing of the mining deal for the Minim Mata bauxite project has evoked enthusiasm amongst the local population in the Adamawa region. From traditional rulers through the civil society to the political class, there are high expectations that the effective start of the exploitation of the bauxite deposit will trigger socioeconomic development. Ayok John Ashu was at Mata. His report.
Workers at the bauxite deposit at Boboji, Matap, in Vina Division of the Adamawa region, like the local population, can hardly contain their joy and enthusiasm to see the exploitation phase of the Mini Matap bauxite project following the signing of the mining deal. Jaro Haman Saju.
Our children are the primary beneficiaries as they will secure decent employment. We hope Kamalco will provide our community with solar lights and other essential services.
The effective start of the exploitation is tipped to provide some 1,500 direct and indirect jobs. Iya Suleiman, mayor of Matap.
It will sustain the resources of our council. The time for poverty alleviation has come.
Meanwhile, this also opens new horizons for Cameroon's mining industry, as Jones Ashu, senior geologist, explains.
We have three priority plateaus, Beatrice, Ramon, and Daniel. We were able to define a proven ore reserve of over 108 million tons.
A major challenge now is the improvement of access roads to these mineral deposits. Matap, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
Some crises hit localities in the East region will soon benefit from the Local Governance and Resilience Communities Project Prolog, which seeks to improve their well-being. The governor of the East Region, Gregoire Mvongo, used the opportunity to call on decentralized local collectivities to be proactive and change the lives of their population who are still living below the poverty line. Tala LT has the report.
With a budget of 189 billion CFA francs, resulting from a partnership between the government of Cameroon and the World Bank, the Local Governance and Resilient Communities Project Prolog targets 6 regions out of 10 in the country, namely the Adamawa, the Far North, North, the Northwest, Southwest, and the East regions. Dr. Jackson Ngwaedjele, National Coordinator of the Prolog Project, presents its objectives.
This project is to help communities to establish themselves in their initial location. Make sure that original community have much more capacity to receive either refugees or internally displaced people. We also help local and regional authorities to deliver better service to the population and give them relevant infrastructure in such a way that they can consider themselves as a normal Cameroonian in all the 6 regions.
This project, Decentralized Local Collectivities, say, will contribute to the improvement of local governance in their localities. Josh Allen Bentep, is regional delegate of Mindevel.
Through this project, our population will be the direct actors of their local development policy.
While presiding over the launch of this project in Betwa, Governor Gregoire Vongo told beneficiaries present to use this opportunity and build resilient societies for the benefit of all.
Back in Yaoundé, young people in the nation's capital have disclosed that they frequently use applications like Facebook, TikTok, CapCut, and WhatsApp on social media during the holidays to have fun and learn and make money. Joyce Cliff Tata sampled their preferences in the following report.
Social media, a vast world which daily attracts young people, especially during holidays, for particular reasons.
I like fashion and designing. I like going to Google to search and draw. I'm going to take a picture of the drawing and I go to CapCut and edit it.
I spend most of my time during holidays on WhatsApp and on TikTok.
To be sincere, when I'm not busy at home, I usually spend most of my time on Facebook, watching videos, pictures.
It is also a money-making adventure for some and an opportunity to invest in acquiring more knowledge in certain aspects.
I learn online to edit videos. That can give me a little bit of knowledge. I use TikTok to post my videos that can bring me a little bit of money or influence to have fun. Bible, because we have to teach and pray, so I just use it as I'm speaking, PDF. There are some online books that I have in my phone, so once in a while I just throw a glance on those online books. And Telegram. Telegram is mostly for prayers.
The applications are available 24/7, but educators insist that it is important young people moderate their usage to avoid addiction.
In news out of the country, Sudan's military leader, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, has survived an assassination attempt. The information was made public by the army spokesman Nabil Abdallah, who has blamed the paramilitary rapid support force for being behind the murder attempt. Mr. Nabil says two drones had struck an army graduation ceremony, killing five people at a base in Jabit in the East Territory under the control of the military. And now sports. Cameroonian judoka Richelle Sopimbela, one of the four remaining athletes for Team Cameroon at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games, has intensified preparation ahead of her first outing on Friday against world champion in the plus 78 kilograms category judo, Japanese-born Akira Jon. Sopimbela, who will be competing for the first time at the Olympic Games, is currently training and working on techniques to avoid an early exit from the competition. Details with CRTV's envoy to Paris, Baldwin Sama.
She came ready to make her maiden Olympic Games participation memorable. Richelle Sopimbela, to compete in the women's 78 kilograms in judo, has been training for 7 months, anticipating an impressive performance during her competition debut on Friday. Her first round opponent, Akira Sone from Japan, is world champion in this category. A major challenge for Richelle Sopimbela, but not at all an impossible task. Jonan Gobatang is the women's national judo coach for Cameroon.
The idea is to intensify different training sessions in order to avoid monotony. We want her to acquire the necessary skills for an imminent victory.
Twice she has been training daily, Richelle Sopimbela knows she must confirm her status as one of the best in the world and avoid an early exit from the competition. Dunan Gobatang is a national women's judo coach.
It is true she has been training for over 7 months. Now it is a bit light. She simply works physiologically and on her opponent's weaknesses.
She spends more time in the company of other members of Team Cameroon at the Games Village waiting for a competition debut this Friday. Covering the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, Pino Meyebe, Olivier Kounou, Baldwin Sama on special assignment.
Baldwin Sama bringing us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu Tiku.